This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Cancer Society seeks to reduce cervical cancer on the island, National Youth Service Summer Program to benefit thousands of young people, and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation to train middle managers island-wide. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Close to 4,000 young Jamaicans are to get much-needed job experience this summer through the National Youth Service, NYS. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says in addition to summer jobs, the program will also include internships and apprenticeships for new graduates.
We're looking at an NYS youth apprenticeship program. We're going to be looking at graduate work experience because we recognized as well that we have some young people out there who graduated from university and also need a step up. They need some internship, they need some apprenticeship experience so that their resumes can be built up. We'll be having a success camp, financial assistance, and NYS in schools.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the official launch of the NYS summer program on Wednesday. The minister also noted that under the NYS, greater emphasis is being placed on promotion of social and cultural entrepreneurship. The Jamaica Cancer Society is working to reduce incidences of cervical cancer on the island. This as it lobbies to have the human papillomavirus HPV vaccines placed on the National Immunization Program. Executive Director of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Dr. Hewlett Gordon, says adding the vaccine to the National Immunization Program will increase the number of women who can access the drug. This as three injections are typically administered over a six-month period, with each costing between $6,000 and $10,000.
We're advocating through the Ministry of Health that the HPV vaccine be made a part of our national vaccination program, because if the surveys are showing that our young ladies are being sexually active from very early, then we are looking at the incidence of this particular type of cancer. It certainly is saying to us that we need to take action.
Dr. Gordon was speaking at a JIS think tank event on Wednesday. Early exposure to sexual activity and having multiple partners are key risk factors for contracting the HPV virus. The vaccine can be administered to children as young as 12 years old. In the meantime, the Jamaica Cancer Society is urging women to ensure that they get an annual pap smear. This as the country grapples with cervical cancer rates, which are higher than those in the United States.
You're talking about a population of over 300 million, as against a population of 2.8 here in Jamaica. The mortality rate here in Jamaica is higher. Now that is frightening.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Dr. Hewlett Gordon, speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. Cervical cancer is the second most prevalent cancer affecting Jamaican women, with 17.9 out of every 100,000 women developing the disease. However, the disease can be successfully treated if detected early via a pap smear. And middle managers across Jamaica are set to benefit from a two-day training session designed to address the needs of organizations and the middle manager's role in adding value. The two-day conference, scheduled for April 22 to 23, seeks to address the need for proactive management by middle managers. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Val Riviera, says the continuous training augurs well for the development of organizations and, by extension, Jamaica.
Even when you're doing your own business, it becomes important that the total package is marketable. So I'm very excited when I hear that there are programs like this on the agenda, because it means that there's hope for Jamaica. There needs to be a training program that helps more and more managers to make their mark instead of leaving a scar.
Ms. Vieira was speaking at the press launch of the Make Your Mark Consultants Middle Managers Conference on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.